This guy decided to do this topic today related to a little bit of Beis HaMikdash, but also more importantly about, but more directly about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, whether he keeps mitzvahs or not. It's a fun topic, interesting to keep in mind, but I think it's quite impactful and inspirational about some of the reasons why Kadosh Baruch Hu might be keeping mitzvahs. What does that really mean? So it's based on, as you saw, a Rashi, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and a Rashi there, which is dealing with, I'm not going to go through the details of the Gemara, hopefully you had a chance to see this, but the suggestion is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to come down from Shemaim, it's going to be just plopped on top of Har Bayis, even though it's Yontif, even though it might be Belaila, and you can't build the Beis HaMikdash Belaila, you can't build it in Yontif, nonetheless, the din is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring by Shlishi, and it seems from Rashi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to keep the mitzvah, so therefore he could build on Yantif, the Beis HaMikdash. And that's clear in the Ravan, who says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva veinu mitzuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the mitzvahs, he wrote the Torah, but he's not obligated to keep the mitzvahs. That's what's clear from this Rashi, clear from the Ravan. The Dasakenim, he says, he asks a question, how the Pasuk could use a Baal Tzafon to as a meeting place, as a place of one of the encampments, and to usher for a person to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos answers two interesting questions. And one answer, he says, maybe this was called the Matan Torah, before the Torah was given. The Torah always existed, it pre-existed the world, but still, as long as it wasn't given, there were no rules. You didn't have to keep the rules of the Torah, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the one directing them. Or, says Tosfos, now it should be known, the Ravan, I believe, was a grandson of Rashi. I don't remember exactly, but he's of the family, right? Grandson, right? So the Dasa Kenim, the Ravan, and Rashi are all in the same camp, which makes sense, that they all hold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to keep the mitzvahs. And so the Dasa Kenim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to keep the mitzvahs. Shehare matzinu shehakadosh baruch hu yoshe v'donis kol ha'olam afilu b'shabes v'afilu v'shana v'yom ha'kippurim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep the mitzvahs. And the raya is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world even on Shabbos, even on Yontif. Now, I think a great horror was made by Yosef and Yossi that they raise the question whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep mitzvahs of midrabanan or only deraisas. So, judging on Shabbos, a din on Shabbos is only a din derabanan. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Beita says it's only a din derabanan to not have a bezdin on Shabbos. And yet we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu does sit, he judges the world on Shabbos. It's a din derabanan. So, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps dine deraisa and also dine derabanan. As I say, he doesn't keep them, he doesn't keep any one of them. So then there's room to say if he does keep the mitzvahs, which we're about to see, so one could question how could the Kadosh Baruch Hu judge the other way around, That if Kadosh Baruch Hu does keep the mitzvahs, it's clear that he does not have to keep Dinei Derabanan because he does judge the world on Shabbos, he does judge the world on Rosh Hashanah. But either way, the Dasa Kenim is yet another opinion that holds that you do not have to, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need to keep the mitzvahs. Fascinating discussion in Rav Yaakov Emden whether or not to Isser Sirish applies to Dagim. When it comes to this Issa Deraisa of being Misaris, an animal. Misaris, a human being. Issa Deraisa. The Gemara Bava Metzia talks about this Indian, about whether or not you could ask a goy to do Siris. It happens very often, those who get dogs, cats. First, I get many shilas about how do you neuter a dog properly. First time ever I got how do you neuter a cat properly. But people have cats and dogs. Dogs are more common. Supposedly, it's very hard to find dogs these days because throughout the past few months, people got very lonely, so they bought dogs. So there's a shortage of dogs out there. So, but the big shaila is how many of these people were properly doing the neutering? You're not allowed to neuter a dog. So how do you do that? You have the veterinarian do it. You have the guard do it. That's not allowed, the Gemara says. Amir la'akum is usher. People think Amir la'akum is only usher on Shabbos. Says, no, every usher. That applies to me. I can't tell a guard to do it for me either. So Gemara says it's usher. So how do you do it? So you should buy one that's already neutered. If not, there's other ways around it. Not so pashut, maybe certain types of ways to do it. But either way, there's an issa deraisa of siris. The question is, does that apply to fish as well? Fish are different. It's not mentioned in the pasuk. So in this discussion, Yaakov Emden says, well, we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in Bava Basa, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Masaris Levyasan. So we see that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, and it was a fish, Levyasan, some type of fish, so we're allowed to as well. So he says, well, maybe Ein Meidim Halacha Me'agada. Can't learn Halacha from Agata. Remember when I was in Rav Shechter's Kolel, So you learn so many things from the kola, the cat's kola at NYU. But one of the things was so interesting. Every agata, almost like every, there's a bechina every few weeks. I remember exactly the schedule. There's almost always a short piece of agata there, which we just kind of gloss over. But you almost always ask a shaila from that agata. But it wasn't a shaila in the agata. It was a shaila, a halachic ramification from the agata. So it was so fascinating. I remember one that came to mind, that there's a little story at the end of one of the prakim in Sanhedrin, that they went to visit Rabbi Eliezer, who's in Cherem. And we're just talking about it. He came in, he took off tefillin, they asked him questions, and that was the whole ma'isa. So he asked the shaila, is a person who's in nidui, a person, if he's in Cherem, did they wear tefillin or not wear tefillin? So no one paid attention to what was going on there. But apparently, if you know Shas, like Rav Shechter, so there's a discussion in Gemara Boikotan whether Nidwe can wear tefillin and leaves off at the Tzarcha'in, the Tosin Boikotan quotes the Gat in Gemara Sanhedrin, proves the point that you can wear tefillin as a Nidwe. But you see, even though there's a cloud that we don't learn halacha from Agata, sometimes we do learn halacha from Agata. So at first, Rav Yaakov Emden says, okay, so we don't learn halacha from Agata, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Messiah's Lul Vyasin has no impact on us. But then he says, you know what? Maybe not true. Maybe the point is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. Siris is permitted to be Bidei Shemayim. Haraya, people are born. Animals are born with the inability to have children. So Siris Bidei Shemayim is not a problem. So we see right here, 1, 2, 3 sources that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need to keep the mitzvahs. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs. Yet we have on the whole other extreme, which is going to be our focus, many sources that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does keep the mitzvahs. And we're going to go through the sources and see what that means. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs? So the Yerushalmi, which is often quoted as the main Mar Makom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs, which is another connection to our Masechta. So the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, Sheba'olam, in the world that we live in, Melech Basar Adam goes there, Gzeira, he does what he wants. Rata Mekayma, Rata Acher Mekayma Noso. They have the option of keeping them. You could be the president of the world, the president of the United States, you could be the king of this place, and you can make gzeiros. You don't have to keep them. The president's above the law. The king's above the law. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Ela gozer gzeiro mekayma tchila. Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he make the decree, not only does he make the mitzvah, but he also fulfills the mitzvah. Uveshamrus mishmarti ani Hashem ani hu sheshimarti mitzvoseh shel Torah tchila. I'm the one who fulfilled the mitzvahs first. So clearly, Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs. Now, on this topic of just keeping mitzvahs in Rosh Hashanah, so I don't remember where I saw this. I seem to think maybe it was Baal Tanya, Babich Rebbe. I can't remember where. It could be something completely different. But they raised the question that, so based on this Yerushalmi, so you have to figure out where do you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu do Bris Milah, let's say. So the question I saw asked, where do you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu Makan the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, our sugis. So he said, Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. When you blow a Kadosh Baruch Hu, each Rosh Hashanah, we're given a new lease on life. So we're blowing the shofar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is blowing a new neshama inside each one of us. That's his kiyum of Tkiyah Shofar, every single year, by giving us a new chance. So you have the different svarim speak about where you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfilling Kol HaTorah Kula. The Tanchuma, Medrash Tanchuma, a number of you had asked a question on this. I'll make a suggestion, what I think might be the answer is, but a fascinating discussion between Tanis Rapis and Rabbi Kiva, and he says, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the entire mitzvah, the entire Torah, so how is he able to do melacha on Shabbos? Kederach Shu Osa B'chol Osa B'Shabbos. He's Meshiv Ruchos. He blows the wind, the mala, anonim, he brings up the cloud, the morid geshem, it rains, mazriachama, levana, the sun rises, the sun sets, the moon comes up. So Rabbi Akiva says, I know you're a bucky, you're smart, you're intelligent, you've learned the Torah, you've learned the halacha quite well, even though you're a Rasha. So what's the din by Hotza? So if you and I, two people are different owners, different families, having the same chatzar, so we can't carry until we build an Erev. But what happens in Dar Adam Echad B'chatzer Echad? One person lives in a huge courtyard, a huge property. Metalta B'chatzer, there's no problem of carrying. He owns it. You only have to make an Erev when you're sharing partnership in terms of bailus. But when there's one owner, no matter how big the area is, it's his chatzer. The fish ain't la'acher rishis ima. No one else has any ownership with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yizbarach Shemo, Yizbarach Zichra Shemaim Kisa V'Haretz Hadom. His throne is the sky and his footrest is the ground. Malei Chalaretz Kavodo, says the Medrash, he's filling up the entire world. V'ein La'acha Rishus Imo, no one else has any ownership. L'fikach Metalta Ba'olamo. So this answers the question why there's no violation of Otzah. So all of you, and all of you, a number of you asked me the question, well, where's Zareya? Mashke, he waters the ground, the trees, the grass, the flowers. So he doesn't address that. So I just thought, I told the guys when I first saw this medrash, whenever this was, I had this question. And when they asked me the question, now I just, maybe an answer came in my head. Maybe it's right, maybe it's not right. But the idea here that the answer is that the whole world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The entire makom of the world, the olam is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the same. So I think in the same line of thinking, all of Zman is the same also. There's no Avar, there's no Hover, there's no Asid for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no past, present, future. It's all the same for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fact that yesterday there's no grass and in 10 days there'll be grass that grows, that's all one unit. It's all there. It's not about changing of Zman. It's not about creating something new. There's no Hischadshus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the same. So for you and I, so Shabbos, it's a new day. There's days and nights, and there's sun, and there's moon, and there's stars, and there's clouds, and there's rain, and there's when it's not grown, when it is grown. For Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all there. It's all not there. It's all the same. So there's no hischadshus at all when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore, this is not a problem. So we have many places. I only brought a few of them here. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu davens every single day. The Gemara in Brachos says he wears tefillin. To me, the most inspiring Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu like performs the mitzvahs is the Gemara in Gittin Da'av Vav Mebeis. And there, it's a very important Gemara for Elu V'Elu, how to understand Elu V'Elu. But it's such a fascinating discussion where the Gemara says, V'atizna Alav Pilagsho, they had a machlokis between Rabbi Aviyasar and Rabbi Yonasan about the story of Pilagish Begivo. I'm not sure anyone knows what the story is. But the Pilagish Begiva, he sent away the Pilagish, I don't know if you call him a husband, whatever that is, the man sent away the Pilagish, because something about her had disgusted him. A terrible tragedy that took place there. So they had a machlokas. What happened? What bothered the husband of the Pilagish? So one says, Rabbi Aviyasar says, it was a zvuv, it was a fly that he found in her, which kind of disgusted him. And Rabbi Yonasan said, no, there was a nima, there's some hair that bothered him. And he banished her. So one time, Rabbi Aviyasar was zocha to Gilui Eliyahu Navi. And he asked the question, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? So he says he's actually learning the sugya of Pilagish Begiva. So Rabbi Aviyasar got like a little giddy and excited. He said, I had a machlokas with my chaver, Rabbi Yonasan. So what did he say? What's pshat? We wanted to know, what happened that maisa? We can't go back in history. We could debate from here to tomorrow, but we'll never know what happened. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? What maisa happened? So he says, Aviyasar b'ni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aviyasar b'ni, my dear child, kachu omer, he says, this is what happened. And Yonasan b'ni, kachu omer, my dear son, Yonasan says, this is what happened. Chas v'sholom, says Rabbi Aviyasar, chas v'sholom, mika, sveika, kamishmaya, is there a doubt in Shemayim what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what happened? It was the metzias, either this happened or that happened. Elu v'elu, divrei kim chayim. First there was a fly that didn't bother him, then there was a hair. So it both happened. Elu v'elu. So as a side point, this is very important, as I mentioned, for Elu v'elu, divrei kim chayim, that the Gemara seems to understand that they both have to coexist. But that's not for now. But to me, what's most inspiring about this, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only learns, but he's quoting the people down here to learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, what happened? Oh, the Zvov happened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say that the Nima happened, but to quote Rabbi Yonatan, to quote Rabbi Aviyasar, that is incredible. That means when we're learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quoting us. Now, we're not being Mechadish things necessarily. Maybe we are, maybe we're not. Maybe our Chidushim are not making up to the Bezdin, the Yeshiva Shamala. So even if not us, the fact that any man, any tzaddik's words are being quoted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's incredible. We mentioned this the other day, that we're not just learning. Torah isn't just like a subject. We all know that. But when we're saying the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the words. We discuss how the malachim are around us when we're davening, when we're learning. Rashi Tevos Gemara, we said, Gavriel, Michal, Rifal, Uriel. They're learning with us. They're singing the song with us. Not only the malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's learning with us. We're saying the words and then putting them in Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, Kiviyachol. And then the Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about his Seder Hayom, a very busy day, Kadosh Baruch Hu, every single day, very, very busy. It's 12 hours of the day, 3 hours he's busy, he's learning like you guys are learning. He's Yoshev Yosik Batara. The next couple of hours he needs to judge the entire world. And then he moves from his Kisei Adin to Kisei Rachman, the Gemara says. And then he plays with Leviathan. He's got some free time, right? A little afternoon, a little basketball, swimming, tennis. We see from all this, though, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs and he learns Torah and he davens, he wears tefillin. Furthermore, I know that's many chidushim today, but I know you saw a lot of these sources, but we'll go through it. I'll add things along the way, hopefully. We discussed the other day, which is really the impetus why I wanted to speak about the sugya. I wasn't planning on it initially, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. We mentioned this, I won't go through all those different sources, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kohen, and they challenged Rabbi Abahu how he's able to order the mikvah. He can't fit into the mikvah, so it was the fire that kashered him, that was matar him. So I'll share with you the answers we didn't mention the other day. So Tosa asks the question, I don't understand, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, and he comes Tameh, and then he goes to the mikvah, which is the Eish. So how is he able to bury Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place? So Tosa answers, because Banim L'makom, Yisrael Nikru Banim L'makom, which is also quite inspiring, that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I mentioned the other day in Shul, in the Drasha, maybe only Yisrael Meir was there, maybe Sammy was there also probably, maybe Yosef too. So I heard a beautiful idea from Rav Shimshon Pinchas, my daughter's graduation a couple of weeks ago, so the principal had this beautiful idea she shared from Rav Pinchas as to why Sefer Tehillim begins with the words Ashrei Ha'ish. Ashrei Ha'ish. Sefer Tehillim is all about B'mashabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should say Ashrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ashrei Hashem, Hadar was there also probably, yeah. Ashrei Hashem, Ashrei something. Ashrei Ha'ish. That's how you're going to start off Sefer Tehillim. So he gave a mashal, if you're trying to describe how great a painter is, how great an artist is, you could say, oh, he's been educated in these places, and he has these techniques of painting. He has his paintings housed in these museums, or he sold paintings for this amount of money. But the best way to describe an artist is by the actual paintings. Look at the painting. Look at this masterpiece. So too, says Rav Pinchas, the best way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could describe Kel Gadol, Hagibur, Vanora, all the great attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's endless. But the best way is by his masterpiece, which is man. Ashrei Ha'ish. No better way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu than his masterpiece, his painting. So the fact that we're Banim Hashem, we're Tehillim Elokim, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowed to be Metame himself, if you will, in order to bury Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's one pshat. The Marsha says another pshat is because I mentioned this, the Meis Mitzvah. No one knows who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Moshe Rabbeinu's kever is always moving. If you get closer, it moves. You can't find it. It's impossible to find it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bury because it's a Meis Mitzvah. Ah, he's a Kohen. So a Kohen's allowed to be Metame the Meis Mitzvah. And the third pshat as to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to bury Moshe Rabbeinu is based on the Yavetz in the end of Bava Metzia, because Moshe Rabbeinu vade lo metame, he wasn't tame. When a tzaddik dies, tzaddik doesn't really die. Tzaddik is a chayim, a field mace. There's no tumas mace by a tzaddik. So it's a question, who's a tzaddik? So there's no debate about Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously. Certain tzaddikim over the course of time, is that guy a tzaddik? Is he not a tzaddik? Who are we to judge? So it's hard to know who could go to which kvar. But Moshe Rabbeinu, less man the public, Moshe Rabbeinu obviously was the greatest tzaddik. So, there's no Tumas Meis by Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not even a Shiloh. But we see from all this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs. And Rashi seems to be, Rashi and his family, the Ravan and the Das Hakam, seem to be a Das Yachin. So, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs? How do we understand that? Just finish this. How do we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs? What's the message to us? So I really think there are four pshatim. I'm not sure if you got them by reading these last few sources here. But I do think there are four different pshatim, what we could take away from this. So the first one, I think, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need to keep the mitzvahs, but he's our role model. We're supposed to live up to whatever standards we can. And the Gemaras in Sot and the Gemara in Shabbos, which have slight differences, that Mahu Mal B'Sharumim, Safataha B'Sharum. Kadosh Baruch Hu does, so we too also have to give people clothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave clothing to Adam and Chava, so we have to give clothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaker Cholim, he went to visit Avram Avinu, so we have to be Mevaker Cholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Avelim, so too we have to. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kovar Mesim, so we also have to. That's in terms of mitzvahs. In terms of midos, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Zekeli V'Anveyu, and goes on to say that the mitzvah should be beautiful. We'll discuss this maybe actually on Monday, actually. This is the Gemara as well. That Shofar Na, there's a Gemara that says Shofar Na here, but the Gemara Nazir does not mention Shofar Na on the list in Nazir. So there's an Indian of Hidr Mitzvah by Shofar. But Abba Shol says it doesn't only mean in terms of beauty, but also in terms of midos. Have domelo. You should be similar to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. Mahu chan rachum, afata chan rachum. So there's an Indian of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a role model. And that, I think, becomes clear for the Gemara in Sukkah. When the Gemara tells us, we spoke about mitzvah babi avera the other day. And the Gemara says, how do you know the concept that you can't use a lulav guzzle for the mitzvah? So the Gemara invokes a pasuk, ki ani Hashem oiv mishpat. I love mishpat, I love justice. Sone gezel ba'avla. I hate gezel. I hate stealing. So, Marshal Amach Bas Vedam. She overall, Beis Amaches, a king is passing through the toll booth. So, Amr Lav Adav, he says, Tinu Mechas the Mochsim, give the tax collectors, give the toll booth, give them the money. They ask him, Halo kol Mechas Kula Shalchahu, it's all yours. It's going right back into your pocket. It's circular. So, the Gemara in Tukka says, Amr Lahem, the Melch tells his Avadim, Mimeni yilmadu kol ovrei drachim. From me, they'll learn. If they see that the king pays taxes, the king follows the rules, so they too will follow rules. If they see that I'm not following the rules, they're going to say, oh, he doesn't think he has to live by the rules. Why do I have to live by the rules? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to keep the mitzvahs, obviously. But he says, if I'm keeping the mitzvahs, if I hate that which is gezel, so they'll learn from me also, they'll hate that which is gezel. So the first approach is simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a role model for us. We're trying to live, we're B'nai Elokim, we're Talmid Elokim. We have to live up to the standards as much as possible. Ah, he can live above the rules, but he doesn't, to serve as a role model for us. That's shot one, I think. Shot two, I think the second explanation could be based on Reb Tzadok. I think is what he means. Reb Tzadok asks the question, where do you see, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really keeps Kol HaTorah Kula and all the mitzvahs, so where do you see that he keeps the mitzvah of tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to regret something he did. He did something wrong. He did an avera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an avera so he could do tshuva. We said he keeps the mitzvahs. He doesn't do averos. So, Reb Tzadok says, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Arba dvarim mischarit aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He regrets four different things he created. One of them is Yetzirah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have charata. He does perform tshuva. And why is that? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have charata? Eich shayich inin charata v'shinoi ratzon baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This Hashem changes his mind? So he says, Reb Tzadok, shekol mitzvos v'gzeros shekadosh baruch hu kivyachol hu mekaymos ham tchila. He performs them first. That was a lush in the Yushal Musar. I think pshat is as follows. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create the world through the gashmias that we live in, vayer vayvoker, Yior, there's light, there's sun, there's grass, there's trees. He also has to create the world of Ruchni, the spiritual world, the neshamas. And perhaps how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates mitzvahs is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing the mitzvahs. He did tchila. He created. He made it into something. By him saying certain words, Bereishis Bara Elokim, he created the world. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the mitzvahs of Torah, the mitzvah of tefillah, mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So in order to create the reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the reality by performing mitzvahs. There's a beautiful Pnei Menachem. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates reality, but also Tamidi Chachamim also create reality. So he says an incredible thing. He says, I'm trying to remember this exactly how this goes, but there's a din. If a married man falls overseas, falls off a boat into the ocean, It's called Mayim Ein Lam Sof. There's no sof to it. There's no end. So that woman is an aguna until you see the body. So unlikely that he fell off a ship, a cruise ship in the middle of the Atlantic, he's going to live. Mayim Ein Lam Sof. No, so the Gemara says, because maybe you could find him the other end. He comes out, he fell out in New York and came out somewhere on the other side of the ocean. Somewhere in, I don't know, Africa or Europe. So Pei Menachem said, the reason why they created that is because if they said if a husband were to fall into the water, the wife would be single, the reality would be that whenever a man falls into the water, he would die. Because if a halacha states that when a man falls into the water, the woman's free, she's a single person, that means her husband's not alive anymore, any time we'd fall into the water, every man would die. That's the din. That's the ability, the koach of chacham. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created reality by speaking, by keeping mitzvahs, chacham create reality by giving a psak halacha. Whatever the psak halacha is, that's the reality. There's a great tshuva, Rav Yashiv, I don't know if it's a tshuva or just a story about him, as a person was very ill. Something in the lung. And I don't remember which place this was, but he said, instead of going through surgery, he said, go to Chutz La'aretz and you'll be fine in Chutz La'aretz. And he said, what's pshat? Why in Chutz La'aretz versus Eretz Yisrael? It could have been the other way. Maybe he said, go to Eretz Yisrael, I'd be safe in Eretz Yisrael. I forget which way. Because the psak in Eretz Yisrael versus the psak in Chutz La'aretz about a certain hole in the lung of an animal, whether it renders it treifa or not. So wherever, I forget which place, whichever place they paskin, that does not render an animal treifa. So if you live there, you'll be fine. Because they paskin, that's not a treifa. But if you live in the other place where they paskin that it is a treifa, then you won't live. Because chachamim create the reality. So Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the reality of the world of mitzvahs, by performing the mitzvahs. That's why he does a tchila, because that's how he creates such a world. The third pshat is found in the Shla and the Tver Shlomo and others as well. It's a big sugya in Chassidus. The Indian of Matzilcha, the Indian of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the shade. The Nefesh HaChaim speaks very much about this. How what we do in this world, we're actually changing the world in Shemayim. We're pulling the strings. Not that Kadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings. He's allowing us to pull the strings. We do a mitzvah, we're creating a good malach, we're creating some good energy up in Shemayim. We do an aveira, and bad things take place in Shemayim. So the Shlomo says, "Matzilcha imata mesachik lo, hu mesachik lecha." If you're playing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to play back with you. Imata bocha lo, hu bocha kinegdecha. If you cry, Kadosh Baruch Hu cries, and so on and so forth. We are doing the mitzvah. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does a mitzvah, it means when we do mitzvahs, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing the mitzvahs because he's almost a shadow, a reflection of what we're doing down here. And the words of Tver Shlomo, quoting from the Baal Shem Tov, "Shekomashe adam ose lemata." We are somehow affecting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the tzil, he's the shadow, he's the reflection of whatever Klal Yisrael does down here. And that's what it means, Hashem, Melech Geus Lovesh, that owes his Azer Af Tikon Teva Baal Timo, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is adorning himself with mitzvahs. And the Gematria of his Azer is the Gematria of Taryak. Kadosh Baruch Hu is adorning himself with the mitzvahs that we do. So the three pshatim right now is either Kadosh Baruch Hu is just a role model, or Kadosh Baruch Hu has to do the mitzvahs to create the concept, the reality of mitzvahs, or Kadosh Baruch Hu is simply a reaction, a reflection, a shadow of what we're doing down here. The fourth and final pshat, which I think is the perhaps what I like the most inspiring one, I think it's appropriate for these days of Bein HaMetzarim, as today is the beginning, of course, where the time of year where we're most distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the importance of mitzvahs all year round, but especially now learning in mitzvahs, based on a Degel Machne Ephraim. Gemara says, in Gemara Nida, that L'asad Lavo Kol HaMitzvos B'telos. In the future, there'll be no longer any mitzvahs anymore. All batal. Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Paskins this way, Reish Lakish says, no, not true, he thinks there will be mitzvahs. It comes up because they're discussing burying a mace in Kalayim and Shatnez. And that's allowed because the mace is chafshi min mitzvahs. He doesn't have to keep mitzvahs. But what about when he comes back alive, tchis ha-mesim, he's going to be wearing tzitzis. So we see the fact that you're allowed to bury in a Kalayim, that in the future, there'll be no mitzvahs anymore. Los lavo, mitzvahs yibidhelos. So one shot is Lamaisa, there's no mitzvahs anymore. They're just free of everything. But the Degel Machon Ephraim says that no. Of course there's going to be mitzvahs. How could you say the Torah which is nitzchi, the Torah that's eternal, the mitzvahs that are eternal, they're going to be batal? How could you fathom such a possibility? So it says the Degel Machon Ephraim, that those who learn the Svarim have seen this before in different contexts, but the word mitzvah is a lashon of tzavsa. Tzavsa is a Gemara in Morikotan that talks about when a person has tzaras, this machlokas, whether a person would rather be in the company of the tzibur, but not with his wife, or would he rather be with his wife, but it means being outside the tzibur. So they say tzavsa de ishto adif, or tzavsa de tzibur adif, I think the language is. Tzavsa means being in the company of. So he says the Indian of a mitzvah is to come closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu, is to build a relationship. That's the idea, tzavsa. And he says that in the future, that now a tzivoy means to command. We feel the burden of mitzvahs, it's a tzivoy. But in the future, we're going to center Kaddish Baruch Hu in that relationship. It's going to be so strong and so prevalent, we're not going to feel it as a burden. It won't be an ol, it won't be a chov, it won't be a tzivoy. It's going to be just intuitive, we're going to want to. So the in and of being mitzvahs is batal, but we'll still have the obligation to do it. It won't feel like a mitzvah, because it's going to bring us so much closer. So I think the idea of a Kaddish Baruch Hu keeping mitzvahs, every relationship, we said we'll speak about Shalom Bayis a little bit, it's a two-way relationship. It can't be one direction, where you're always giving. Kaddish Baruch Hu is the chasen, we're the kala, we spoke about this yesterday, that if we're doing mitzvahs, Kaddish Baruch Hu should also do mitzvahs and build that same relationship. We wear tefillin that speak about Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinu, Shema Echad. He wears tefillin, Mi Kam Chai Yisrael. We're praising him, he's praising us. So it's about building mitzvahs. So that's why Kaddish Baruch Hu does mitzvahs, to come closer to us. We do tshuva, he does tshuva. So I finish off with the Maisa. We spoke about a painting before. Another story about a painting. Yeshua Yaakov was a Rav in Poland. And the custom was, perhaps it was a decree, that every single shul or place of worship, church, now they had mosques there in Poland, but churches and shuls, whatever else people would pray in, any religion, they had to have a picture of the president in the lobby of the synagogue shul. And they had a very good relationship with the president of Poland, and the president sent a message that he wanted to visit the Yeshua Yaakov shul. So they would welcome, for sure, come, made a date, and they start to clean up the shul, to have him come to a nice, clean shul, and they start cleaning the carpet and painting the walls. So the painting of the president, they turned around as to not to paint over the painting. So they're preparing everything, and finally the day comes, and the president comes with his security and his team. They walk into the shul, and the big crowd of people waiting for him, he walks in. Yeshua Yaakov is there to greet the president. And the president is noticeably upset, angry, fuming. Yeshua Yaakov takes a quick look around the room and he realizes what's wrong. He says, Mr. President, let me explain. So they forgot to turn the picture back around. It was still facing against the wall. So the president was very disturbed. They invite me to the shul, they let me come, and they turn my picture against the wall. So Yeshua Yaakov says that we have a mitzvah in the Torah called tefillin. And we wear tefillin every single day. But except for Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? Because all week long, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so distant from us, so we need to be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put tefillin on to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, the Shechina is Shorah in our Makom, we don't need a reminder, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so we take away the tefillin. You, Mr. President, all year round, you're far away, we have the picture to remind you, remind us of you. But now that you're here with us, we don't need the tefillin, we don't need the pictures, we turn around, we have you. And you very much like Lepsha. So nowadays, the Kaddish Baruch Hu feels far from us in this current time period, COVID-19, the 3 weeks, general gullus, Kaddish Baruch Hu feels very distant to us. And we're doing mitzvahs to come closer, tefillin and all that. But l'asad lavo, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to be so, the gila is going to be so great, we're not going to need to do mitzvahs, where they won't feel like mitzvahs. But the whole goal is to come closer. So a time period like this, to begin the 3 weeks where we're so distant, we feel so distant, we feel so dark, the ikar is to build the mitzvahs, to build relationships. Not just to check the box, just to daven, just to learn, just to wear tefillin and tzitzis and everything. It's in order with the goal in mind to come closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here. And I think Shir is at 1:40 today, right?